Welcome to your daily devotional. May 10th. Call her blessed. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 27 and 28. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. These two verses contain four wonderful truths with resultant applications. Each of them testify to the value and influence of women in general, and mothers and wives in particular, in our lives. First, she watches over the ways of her household. This refers to the concerns of motherhood and family cares. The virtuous woman is constantly looking for ways to positively nurture her family. She makes sure that things are orderly and organized in her household. Second, and does not eat the bread of idleness. She is not lazy. She takes time to cook, clean, and keep the house in order. Oftentimes, she does not get enough sleep. She has too much to do with keeping the house, pleasing her husband, nurturing her children, bringing the kids to sports activities or dance, and all of this with working outside the home in many cases. Third, her children rise up and call her blessed. They honor her because they see the way that she selflessly sacrifices her own time and energy for them. When they are older, because they have been raised well from the beginning, they know what it is to be thankful. So they continue to testify to their mother's goodness. Fourth, her husband also, and he praises her. She is a good wife and mother to his children. Their marriage is ordered aright. Her husband loves her sacrificially and accepts responsibility for headship in the marriage and family. The wife supports him in this, compliments him well, and they have a good marriage. There is mutual respect and true love present in this marriage. Friends, let us thank God for our mothers. Ladies, thank God for His Word and learn wisdom from Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. Men, love your mothers and wives, honor them and respect them, not just today but every day, just as Christ loves the church and us all, mothers and others.